Hello and welcome to Unlocking Possibilities, the podcast that will help you to transform your life from the inside out. I'm your host, Sarah Fletcher, and as a coach and trainer of powerful coaching modalities, I believe that we all have great potential to lead and live a life of compassion, creativity, and courage. I believe that as you learn to appreciate and honor all that you are, you can learn to trust your innate intuitive guidance to unlock possibilities for living the life of your dreams. Every day you get to choose how you want to show up and who you want to become. And in this podcast, I'll be sharing with you wisdom and practical applications from positive psychology, neuroscience, and coaching to help you achieve all that you want in your life and live with more ease, joy, connection, and fulfillment. So if you are ready to truly live a heart-led life and embrace all that you are, then stay with me, tune in. I have so much to share with you. Hello and welcome to episode 2. And in this podcast, I'm going to be talking to you about how you can optimize your chances of success in all areas of your life and how you can get what you want. So I've got a question for you. How many times in your life have you wanted to achieve something? How many times have you got started with something? You know, you've set yourself a goal. You have said that you're going to do it. You know, today's the day that you've woken up and you're going to get started with it. You want to change something and you've set off with good intentions. You're all fired up and you're ready to go and you've primed your mind and you're all ready, only to find that your enthusiasm quickly dwindles, your motivation goes out the window, and you end up back where you started. And this can lead you feeling pretty frustrated with yourself. It might even lead you feeling like a failure. Perhaps you end up telling yourself all those old narratives and stories about that you're not good enough and you knew that you wouldn't succeed and you knew that you wouldn't be able to do it and what a waste of time that was. And the self-sabotaging cycle begins again. So what if you had a strategy that you could follow that actually ensured your success in the thing that you were wanting to change or the thing that you were wanting to improve or the thing that you're wanting to do? And I'm going to share with you in this podcast a success strategy taken from neuro-linguistic programming that has been modeled from successful people. And this success strategy helps you to maximize your chances in all areas of your life to get what you want so that when you do want to change something, when you do want to do something different, you have a way of doing it that is going to optimize your chances of making sure that you actually get to where you want to be. So the first part of the success strategy is to actually know what your outcome is, and it's to get clear on what you want, because for many people, they know what they don't want, so they get stuck in a mode of thinking that we call away from. So they want to move away from maybe feeling stressed or anxious or being overweight or feeling exhausted or stuck in feeling angry or blame. So they know what they don't want, but they don't necessarily have a clear outcome of what it is that they do want. So because your brain doesn't process the negative, what it then ends up doing is, or you end up getting more of what you don't want. So when you say to yourself, I don't want to be stressed, your brain just hears that, be stressed. So you ultimately get more of being stressed, or I don't want to be exhausted, you get more of being exhausted. So the first part of the success strategy is to know your outcome and to get clear on what it is that you actually want. So focus on what you do want and begin to create a clear representation of what that actually is. So here, what we talk about in NLP is having a well-formed outcome. So what is it that you actually want to see yourself doing? So say, for example, you know, if you were wanting to have a morning routine and set yourself up for a really successful day, then what is it that you want to see within that day? So you might want to see yourself being more present, focusing on bringing more joy in into your life. Perhaps you want to have more gratitude and be calmer in situations. So what do you actually want to see yourself doing? How do you want to be feeling throughout the day? So if you are setting yourself up for a good morning routine, you might want to be feeling calmer. You might want to be feeling that you are more in control of the day ahead. And what do you want to be hearing? So what's the narrative and the story that you want to be telling yourself? What do you want to be running on the inside? So what are the words, what are the language that you want to be using to ensure that you are going to get what you want throughout your day? And how do you want your life to be different than what it currently is? So focusing on what you want and getting a clear outcome of that. So stating it in the positive. So I want X. And when you have this real clear, well-formed outcome, it becomes positive, it becomes more achievable, and you can begin to put in place the small steps that you are going to be taking towards achieving what it is that you want to achieve. And it's also important to have a belief that this is possible for you. So like I say, you know, if you want to set yourself up for the day with a positive morning routine and you want to feel calmer and you want to bring more joy and more gratitude into your life, then it's also about believing that this is possible for you and that you can create this in your life. It's also got to be what we call in NLP, ecological. So often people want things in their life. So they might want to get fitter or healthier. They might want to, lose that weight. They may want to give up a habit that they know isn't particularly good for their health. And they haven't necessarily checked out the ecology of it. And what I mean by that is, what are the potential consequences of no longer having that habit or no longer being that way? So for example, for somebody who is wanting to stop smoking or wanting to stop drinking, maybe smoking is a way of relieving stress, or maybe it's a social thing. Maybe drinking is a social thing and that is part of what they do. Maybe it's part of their identity. So the ecology is also about checking out what are the potential consequences of what might change in your life. If you are stopping a certain habit, if you are wanting something to be different, so if you are going to want to have a health regime and that is going to mean that, you know, you are going to go to the gym an hour a day or an hour and a half a day, or you're going to have to plan certain meals, then the consequences of that might be that you have to check out, how does that fit into your routine? How does it impact on other people in your life? What are the things that are going to change because of the thing that you want to do? So when we get clear on your outcome and it's well formed and you've checked the ecology, so you've checked the consequences, you've checked what is going to happen in the rest of your life and the impact it's going to have on the rest of your life, then you can start to put things in place to make sure that that is more achievable. So setting your outcome is about having a well formed outcome, so knowing what you want, stating it in the positive, and checking out all those other things as well, like the consequences, like things that might change, like things that you might have to do. You know, what time are you going to have to commit to something? What are you prepared to do? And what are you not prepared to do to get your outcome? So I am going to be sharing with you in another podcast how we can dig deeper here to really set a well-formed outcome so that you are really successful in what you want to achieve. So having a well-formed outcome and stating it clearly in the positive is number one. And then number two is about your self-awareness. So this is where you have to continuously check in, making sure that you are seeing what you want to see, hearing what you want to hear, feeling the way you want to feel in order to continuously move towards your outcome. Because many people have an outcome, they set themselves a goal or they know what it is that they want, and yet they don't continually check in. So this is almost like that self audit and having that self awareness, that sensory acuity to say to yourself, am I actually doing the things I need to be doing to get to my outcome? Are you actually telling yourself the narrative, the story, doing what you need to be doing on the inside with your language, that's helping you move towards your outcome? Are you feeling the way? So again, if you've set yourself up for a morning routine and you've said to yourself that you're going to get up at a certain time, that you are going to do some meditation or write your journal, or perhaps exercise has been part of that, and yet you're waking up and you're saying to yourself, I really can't be bothered today, I'll just stay in bed, I'll put the covers over my head, tomorrow's another day, it doesn't really matter, then you're potentially not feeling the way you want to feel, telling yourself the things that you need to tell yourself, and doing the things that you need to do to move you towards your outcome. So this is a continual self audit and self awareness of checking in with where you are, and is it moving you towards your outcome? And then if it isn't, what's your self-edit? So what do you need to change on the inside? What are those different internal representations you might need to create? Do you need to have some more visualizations, some more pictures? Do you need to think about the language that you're using with yourself? Do you need to change those feelings that you're experiencing? So it's that constant self-awareness of, are you doing what you need to do that is helping you to be successful, that is helping you move towards what you want to do and where you want to go? And then if it's not, the next part is to give yourself feedback and to notice what isn't working. And this is where we, say there's no such thing as failure, only feedback. So feedback is a really great thing to give yourself in a really useful, helpful way. So it's checking in and saying to yourself, so what isn't working for you? And what do you need to change? How far have you come with things? What is working really well? What is giving you the results that you want? And what isn't getting you the results you want? So no such thing as failure, only feedback. Give yourself really useful, helpful feedback that keeps you moving towards where you want to go. And then the flexibility of that, so number four, the flexibility, is to change what isn't working in a really useful, helpful, positive way. So this is about having, like I said before, that self-awareness, learning from what is working and what isn't working, and then having the flexibility to change the plan. So you don't necessarily change the goal of where you're heading or change your outcome of what you want. This is about changing maybe some of the process of doing what you're doing to get what you want, and doing it from a place of feeling good about yourself, not beating yourself up, not telling yourself that you failed, not telling yourself that you're not good enough, because these are the things that often prevent us from moving towards our outcome and getting what we want, because we'll get into that narrative of, I'm not good enough, I failed again, it's not going to work for me, I can't do it, why is it that other people can do it and I can't? And we can often get into that real cycle of self, almost like self-deprecation of feeling really bad about ourselves, and then we end up in that self-sabotage. So that flexibility of changing it, doing something different, and doing it in a really, really positive way. And then finally, it's about taking action. So taking action with what you're doing, keep checking in with the action that you're taking. Is it the right action? Is it what you want to be doing? Is it getting you the results that you want? So number one is setting your outcome, getting clear on what it is, and checking all of those other things to make sure that it is achievable, that you believe that it's possible, and that it is actually really what you want. Because often people say they want things, but are they really prepared to do what it takes? Are they really prepared to, put in the effort, put in the work that it takes? So knowing your outcome, having a clear representation of what that outcome is, Then it's about sensory acuity, sensory awareness, checking in that you are doing what you're meant to be doing, feeling the way you want to feel, hearing what you want to hear, telling the things that you want to tell yourself. Then it's about changing what isn't working, being flexible, keep moving towards your outcome, and of course, keep taking action. And the thing is, you know, life is a beautiful learning process where we are continuously gifting ourselves with those opportunities and possibilities to grow and learn. And, you know, you can forgive yourself for what you didn't know before you learned it. You can forgive yourself for not knowing things. And when you then do know things, you can do something better. You can do something differently. And you can let yourself off the hook when things aren't working, because you can just check back in with yourself. You can give yourself permission to change things that aren't working, and actually you can feel good about yourself. You can offer yourself kindness and compassion and really allow yourself to embrace who you are, embrace all of your experiences and opportunities, and feel good about yourself and give yourself permission to keep going. Even when it, you know, if it's not working, give yourself permission to change it and keep going. So I do hope you have enjoyed this podcast. I would love to know how you get on with this success strategy. Let me know, and I hope to see you again really soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I truly hope that you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed sharing it with you. You can check out the show notes for more details on what I've discussed today, and I'd love to hear your feedback on this episode. I'd also love it if you would review and remember to press follow so that you get it automatically downloaded every single week. And if you want to hear more from me, you can sign up to my mailing list where you will get inspiration and wisdom landing in your inbox. I can't wait to speak to you on the next episode, and I'll see you really soon.